Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. Hello, this is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology for the week of April 14th, 2024. But first, a look back at the astrology. Now, I taped this early, so it's only Tuesday, so I don't know a lot of what happened yet. The solar eclipse was last Monday, and it was at 19 degrees of Aries, conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer. And it occurred to me the weekend before, and I posted it on social about how Aries rules the eyes and Chiron wounds, and that there could be things coming up about these eclipse glasses. And on the day of the eclipse, there was a recall of some eclipse glasses. Benini was the name that was on the side of the glasses. And they were sold by Amazon and at like 9 stores in Illinois. So the Illinois Department of Health recalled them because they didn't meet safety standards. So there may be more about that. Hopefully no one hurt their eyes because of that. But I'm really wondering if there were a lot of people who maybe we may not be fully aware until the full moon about how many people hurt their eyes. The thing about this eclipse, which is why I kind of avoided looking at it or anything, was that it was ruled by Mars in Pisces, conjunct Saturn in Pisces. And to me, that's like, oh my God, my eyes are all dried up. Because Mars and Saturn take away from life, and Pisces is water. So I was thinking like the tears. Anyway, searches for why do my eyes hurt like skyrocketed after the eclipse. So we shall see. One thing about it was at 19 degrees of Aries, which is the degree of the sun's exaltation in that sign. An exaltation lifted up. You got a special seat at the table. So it just to me feels like the sun was super strong. And even people wearing glasses said their eyes hurt. So this could be a bigger story going on. Hopefully not. But I'm wondering if when Mercury goes Kazemi on Thursday, that there'll be more stories Friday, like on the news with the moon in Gemini, about people whose eyes are hurt, going to see their ophthalmologist and all of that kind of stuff. My concern is about children mostly, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's not as big of a story as it could be, but hopefully Amazon is held to account by, like, why did it take till the day of the eclipse to recall these? People had to know weeks before there was some kind of problem in quality control or whatever it was. Also, in Arizona, there was a 106-year-old law about abortion that the Supreme Court in that state said can take effect. This feels like Mercury retrograde, a statute from a long time ago, the written word, as well as Jupiter Uranus. Jupiter has associations with legal things, and Uranus rules abortion. And then except for the mother's health, abortion is totally now illegal in Arizona. So this is a big deal, and it was a big like shock that came up. And we've seen in the United States, there are women, you have to like basically have sepsis and on your deathbed in order to get an abortion. There are all these women have been in the news about wanting their children, but they found out they had extreme health problems and didn't have any viability for life. Pregnancy is a health concern. So the longer the women stayed pregnant, the more it impacted their health. And there's been several stories about this. Trending on Twitter was something about Roe election. Like the election in December, in November, I think it's going to be abortion is going to be a huge thing. These draconian laws that are trying to control women and takeaway rights that this is going to motivate a lot of voters. The other news story I want to bring to your attention is that Dexter Reed was a 26-year-old killed in Chicago by police when Venus met Saturn on March 21st. And at this time, Mercury was at the 19th degree of Aries, and it's on its way back there again. But it's just starting to make news more widely than in Chicago. And he was pulled over by police, supposedly for not wearing a seatbelt. He's a young black man. And he did resist. They told him to roll down his window and open the door. And it was a female officer. So that's kind of Venus Saturn. A woman, Venus Saturn, who was an authority. And there are like five police officers shouting at him, but they're not wearing traditional police uniforms. They were a tactical. So it's not clear whether they even told him that they were police, but he did shoot an officer in the hand, but then they unloaded 96 shots at him and he's dead. So this could become a big story this week. Also, there was a $30 million heist from a security firm in Sylmore, California. That's in the San Fernando Valley. And the police have no idea how they did it. They think somehow they came in through the roof. This is very Jupiter-Uranus. It's one of the biggest heists of cash ever. I wonder if it had something to do with drones or something. It was on Easter Sunday, and the word of the day was drone that day. And people said they heard a whirring sound. So we'll see. I mean, they did this the day before Mercury stationed retrograde, I believe. So this story may come back, like they may leave a trail and we find out what happened. The other story is that the parents of a school shooter, they're the Crumblies, were sentenced on the day before Mars and Saturn meet in Pisces, the day after the solar eclipse in Aries. This is in line with the astrology. So the parents of a murderer, Mars, have severe consequences, Saturn. They're going to spend 10 years in jail. And the mother particularly said some really outrageous things. You can Google it if you want to hear more about that. So yeah, there's so many stories related to the astrology of this eclipse season. The Birth Date Company makes amazing products, and I am a proud affiliate. I especially love the Birth Date Book. It's a fully personalized, beautiful, and unique reading of your birth chart with over 70 pages of detailed horoscope analysis. It is such high quality. I absolutely love it. They also make amazing birth date candles. You can get it for yourself or as a gift for someone else. So check out the store and use my coupon code CELESTE10 for a 10% discount. Go to bit.ly/3PW3NFM. You can find that in the link in the show notes. Enjoy. The theme of this week is crocodile tears, and there are three things I want you to think about as you navigate this week. The first is that we're going to have a first quarter moon at 26 degrees of Cancer tomorrow. First quarter moons are times of action. The sun and the moon are in a square. Squares are tense. Now, at this moon, the moon is conjunct asteroid Niobe, which is the asteroid of dead children. The Greek mythology around it is she bragged about how many children she had to Apollo's mother, who only had two, and her children were slain for her hubris. And we can see this activated when stories about dead children come to light. I know there is a trial going on about a man who in Wisconsin who stabbed 5 teenagers, including one who he stabbed to death back in 2022. So that could be the day that he has his verdict. We shall see. Also, there's been all these stories in the collective about adults hurting children. There's a Nickelodeon documentary called Quiet on the Set. It's very interesting. Of course, we have the horrific situation in Gaza where over 10,000 children have been killed in the war there. And this is another, since the eclipse story that I saw about Consumer Reports recommending that the USDA remove Lunchables from school programs because they have too much lead and something else in them and they could be cancer causing. Now, of course, there can also be something about this. Dexter Reed was his name, was the 26-year-old killed during Venus Saturn. Yeah, because at this first quarter moon, Mercury retrograde is back to 19 degrees, activating the eclipse degree, and it's conjunct Chiron. So we may see something in the collective on this day or leading up to this day after the moon goes into Cancer about Mercury rules communication, transportation, and commerce. So hate speech, Mercury Chiron. Chiron wounds or heals. Also, there could be violent events. Yeah, we'll see what happens with this. But I'm thinking we'll be getting something from the past because Mercury retrograde, maybe some communication about something that hurt children comes to our conscious and collective attention. Yeah, so the lunar phase family began 9 months ago when the sun was in Cancer and the moon was in Cancer, both at 24 degrees on July 17th, 2023. Tomorrow, we have a first quarter moon. The sun is in Aries, the moon in Cancer, both at 26 degrees. 9 months from now, there'll be a full moon, sun in Capricorn, moon in Cancer on January 13th, 2025 at 23 degrees of Cancer. And the last quarter moon will be October 13th, 2025, where the sun is in Libra, the moon is in Cancer, both at 20 degrees of their respective signs. So you can use these moon phase families and these dates to work with them as, you know, you can put them as like darts on a dartboard about places where you want to have accomplished something. You can look back and see what was going on in your life, and there may be a pivot point now, especially if you have planets around 20 to 27 Cancer or any of the cardinal signs, which includes Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, and Libra. The sun at 26 Aries, the tarot correspondence is the Four of Wands. This is a card of celebration. It's like the marriage card and stability. It's also Venus in Aries. Venus in Aries, you can think about, ooh, that could be like a really fun party. The Sabian symbol is through imagination, a lost opportunity is regained. Mercury's retrograde, something that you thought was stalled could come back. Now, there's also something that a wonderful astrologer, Trudy Carroll, brought to my attention. They're called the Cherubal degrees. And Cherubal was an astrologer and a clairvoyant from the 1800s who, like Elsie Wheeler and Mark Edmund Jones, came up with symbology for every degree of the zodiac. And so for 26 Aries, this is a man richly attired, having lost his foothold, is falling to the ground, or is failing to the ground, excuse me. It's a degree of decadence. And as soon as I saw Jeff Bezos with this humongous yacht where he put his girlfriend's bust on the, you know, on the front, whatever you call that, on the front of the yacht, I thought it was just such opulence, like just such a display of wealth and just so tacky. And him and his girlfriend really feel like Louis XIV and Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake kind of stuff. I wonder if there's going to be something where Jeff Bezos has to account for how he's treated his employees and other stuff that he's done. It could have to do, if there's a big issue with eyes because of these glasses that were sold through Amazon, maybe it's just Amazon may have to face the music about this. And it may be something kind of, you know, bigger than we would expect with Pluto in Aquarius. I wonder if he will be symbolically, it might not be him, it might be some other billionaire, billionaires or Jupiter type people who has to be held account to their actions. We know Sean Diddy Combs is one who's being held to account. Hopefully the Nickelodeon guy who was very abusive to these child stars will be held to account. We shall see with this. Maybe that Nickelodeon guy could be brought up on charges or have some big news about him as well. We shall see. The moon at 26 Cancer, this is the Four of Cups card. Now, it's like someone's sitting and they have three cups behind them and someone's trying to give them a fourth cup and they are just not interested. It has to do with apathy, but I look at it as a card of discernment. Moon Chala is a wonderful tarot reader and astrologer, and she did a reading for me, and that was my card. But she said, this is about discernment, being very selective about the opportunities you engage in. And it's been so important because I've got a lot of things going on that I have to use my judgment about which ones I take on because I'm only one person. So think about in your own life, where do you need to be more discerning? The astrology correspondence is the moon in Cancer. The moon's at home in Cancer. Venus is in detriment in Aries. So it's interesting. And they're both the yin feminine principles planets. So that's interesting that this is like, where do you need to go things alone, Aries, in order to keep yourself calm and stable and grounded and feeling good, Cancer, is something that's coming to me. Yeah. The Sabian symbol is a violent storm in a residential canyon filled with valuable homes. So this is a second week in a row. We've got storm imagery. I forgot to say the storm hasn't hit yet, but there's a big storm that's supposed to hit the East Coast Wednesday, the 10th of April. That's the day of the Mars-Saturn conjunction. So I don't know what happened. It may be a really big deal. We'll see. I'll have to talk about it next time. And the Cherubel degree is a well-conditioned heifer standing to the plow. Degree of docility. It indicates a person who could just luck out on things. They don't really put in much into it or ambition, but they may get something falling in their lap, which is Jupiter Uranus, just something, money falling from the sky, lucky breaks. Yeah, heifers are cows. It's happening in Taurus. So yeah, there could be a story about that. So it's really interesting. Yeah, there could be a big storm somewhere, but I'm hoping we'll hear something about people being held to account about things they do to children. I'm hoping it's not something about a violent attack. I'm a little worried about like a hate group doing something or a huge transportation accident that hurts a lot of children or anything like that. Hopefully it's just like something coming to our attention about children who have been harmed and getting some retribution. The next thing I want to make you aware of is that Taurus season begins on April 19th through May 20th. This is Friday. Taurus is the sign of the bull. It is fixed earth energy. I'm a Taurus. It is practical, ideally taking steps one after the other and having the patience to stick with things in order to achieve goals. In the material world, it's an earth sign. Now, patience, stability are wonderful Taurus traits. Shadow energies are being really stubborn or fixed, immovable in your position or too focused on like money and resources rather than some of the things that really matter in life or so focused on security that you don't take any kind of risk for growth. The last thing I want to make you aware of is that the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is finally here on Saturday. This is one of the biggest transits of 2024. We've been seeing events coming for a long time. Jupiter rules things like celebrities, really wealthy people, royalty, judges, professors. Jupiter educates. Jupiter is the cosmic Santa Claus. It rules things like abundance. Jupiter blesses. In general, this is a nice principle. Jupiter is one of the benefics that gives us nice things, but too much of anything can be too much. Like a principle of Jupiter is can be like taking on so much that you get overwhelmed and start dropping the balls or exhausting yourself. Like you're overconfident about what you're able to achieve. It also can be lazy and self-indulgent. Venus and Jupiter both can be have some things about laziness, as well as Taurus can be like someone who's just so focused on comfort and indulging themselves. They don't like get anything done. Uranus is the great awakener. So when it's transiting our chart, it can bring things to our conscious attention that really help us grow. Now it also rules shocks and awe and lightning strikes. There's a photo of the Statue of Liberty being hit by lightning that's really eerie from last week. That's a little disconcerting. There was a earthquake on the East Coast. Uranus is the planet of earthquakes, scientific advancements. It's the rebel and the revolutionary. People who are Uranian can be brilliant and highly individual. And they're meeting at 21 Taurus. And something that's interesting about this is that Mars, on the day before they meet, is carrying the light by sextile from Jupiter to Uranus. So Mars sextile Jupiter, Mars is in Pisces sextile Jupiter, can be fun and excitement. This, some people are going to have the best weekend of their lives with this energy, but Mars is also conflict. So there can be some not so great stuff that's going on. Now, sextiles tend to be nice energy. They're opportunistic. So in your own life, hopefully there's nothing but wonderful things, but there can also be some difficult stuff. Joe Biden is a Sagittarius rising. Jupiter rules Sagittarius and Pisces traditionally. So people who have an emphasis on these two signs, either their sun, moon, rising, or multiple planets in the sign, may have something happen this weekend. Hopefully nothing but pleasant things. But just be aware that there could be some sudden thing that comes up. I'd recommend getting a lotto ticket because this is like winning a jackpot kind of money. But Joe Biden, I'm wondering if there is going to be some kind of attack on him by an employee, like maybe a whistleblower. It's happening in his sixth house. Now, that's also the house of ill health. Opposite is Mercury, which rules his midheaven. So that's his career planet. I think this has something to do with someone coming after him because Mars is down at his IC. Yeah. Or what it could be, he could like fall down. Hopefully he's not going to fall down the steps of a plane or off a bike. But yeah, there may be something big, or a bunch of Democrats may make some kind of statement or something against him. We shall see what happens. That will probably happen on Friday, even though the transit's on Saturday. Maybe we won't see what happens. Maybe it's just something in his private life or done behind closed doors. But some things that may be coming Friday, Saturday, or even before then could be some kind of casino heist, celebrity or royal scandal or divorce. Crocodile tears, I'm wondering this happens to be something about someone famous or well-known that's caught in a scandal and they're crying on TV or something like that, or, you know, acting like they regret what they did. There could be a transportation shock. We've got airline shocks every other day with planes, doors falling off, things happening. It's really disconcerting about how the aging fleets of planes are starting to have a lot of problems. And corporate greed is probably just putting money into CEOs' pockets and, you know, board of directors' pockets and shareholders' pockets, rather than improving the planes and keeping their clients and customers safe. We shall see. There could be some kind of scientific shock, like we find out there's some four-year-old baby who has no parents because they were made completely in a lab, a sex scandal, a natural disaster like an earthquake or lightning strike or volcano. Now, Mars in Pisces is like liquid problems. So like some kind of landslide, already part of Pacific Coast Highway in California, fell off into the canyon or whatever. So there could be more stuff like that due to storms with a first quarter moon in a water sign. I'm a little nervous. You know, I live in California and there could be an earthquake where there's some liquefaction and landslide somewhere in the world. Let's hope not. Yeah. The first thing I wrote down when I started preparing for this year was the dam breaks. So we'll see. Mars in Pisces can also be deception. There could be some big thing where there's some kind of cyber attack that's financial in nature, where a lot of money is stolen. I'm also worried about a social media site kind of going down or something like that. Now, it could also be Congress takes action about TikTok. If you are embarking on a new journey, experiencing a major life event, feeling stuck, trying to make a difficult decision, or just looking to make positive changes, astrology can provide life-changing insights. There are several ways to work with me. You can come for a 30, 60, or 90-minute astrology consultation, depending on your needs. Ask me a burning question and I'll record a video for you. Engage in longer-term cosmic success coaching, where we work together on a three-month basis to help you overcome blocks, improve your life satisfaction, build better relationships, accomplish your career goals, and understand yourself better using the tool of astrology. Or mystic mentoring if you're an aspiring astrologer and want help with chart analysis techniques. Go to astrologybyceleste.com to check out my offerings. If you have any questions, you can email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com. On Sunday, the word of the day is touchy. We have the Cancer moon, which carries the energy by an intense square from Venus to the nodes and then to Chiron. So the message here is, in relationships, Venus, you may be at a crossroads. Choose carefully. Do you want to move to collaboration, Libra? That's where the south node is. Or Aries, that's where the north node is. That could be conflict. Or Libra, stop people pleasing to Aries, you know, stand up for yourself. And then the square to Chiron, you could feel like you're healing some kind of wound about always just going along to get along, or there could be a fight. So keep that in mind. On Monday, the word of the day is emotional. This is the day of the first quarter moon at 26 Taurus at 12:12 p.m. Pacific time. First quarter moons are a time of action, but Mercury is retrograde. So you can think about if there's something you need to do. Cancer rules the home, family, and foundations. So maybe you just want to do something around the house, cleaning up, organizing things like that. With Mercury retrograde, you don't want to start new things. You want to complete things from the past. And there's an invitation from the Sabian symbols to do something from the past. This is the day Mercury retrograde is conjunct Chiron in Aries at 19 Aries. This is the degree of the eclipse. So this is a hot degree. There will be a story. Maybe it'll just be news from the past. But the moon enters Leo at 7:23 p.m. Pacific time. Leo is a dramatic sign. it's fiery and it's feisty. I love the sign of Leo, but it could be someone gearing themselves up to take action, especially like it could be with the Cancer moon. And Mercury in Aries makes me feel like someone lone wolfy. We'll see. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's just news about, well, like I said, Niobe, something about children being harmed. On Tuesday, the word of the day is dramatic. Mercury retrogrades will square Ceres, which is the asteroid of nourishment. It also has to do with labor. Again, this will be triggering the eclipse degree. And Capricorn is a sign of big business and government. So if there's anything about these eclipse glasses that failed, that didn't meet standards, that were sold to who knows how many people, and if people got hurt, their eyes wearing them, there could be news about this. Yeah, they were called the Benicke Solar Eclipse Glasses AAS. They were supposed to be safe, but they weren't, according to the department, the Illinois Department of Health notice. On Wednesday, the word of the day is sovereign. This is a day Venus and Aries is conjunct the North Node. Really pay attention to who you meet. This is at 15 Aries. If you have something around 15 of cardinal signs, this could be you meet someone who's fun. Aries is like fun, exciting, adventurous, who pushes, challenges you to grow. Yeah, a royal person or big celebrity could make news because the moon will square Jupiter, then Uranus. We shall see on this day. Thursday, the word of the day is duties. The moon will enter the sign of Virgo at 7:10 a.m. Pacific time. It's a great time to get stuff done. It's a chop wood, carry water sign of the zodiac. It's mutable earth. If you have any health concerns, this is a great time to just schedule your appointments with your doctor, dentist, or whatever as well. On Friday, the word of the day is wobbly. This is the big day of the week. Mercury retrograde is conjunct Venus and Aries. They are both not in good condition. Now, typically, Mercury conjunct Venus can be very collaborative and great time to make a deal. But because Mercury is retrograde, retrogrades bring reversals and the collapse of anything contemplated. And Venus rules like resources as well as relationships, and it's in detriment in Aries. So you may purchase something that you realize, I don't really want this. I need to return it. Someone may sign a deal, but it may collapse later. You may get the sale, but wish you hadn't. You may agree to a date and then regret it or give your number to someone and regret it. The thing I'm most concerned about is a social media site going down. People are, you know, there are criminals who are trying to take them down every single day of the week. But Instagram, Facebook, and Threads have been having some problems since Mercury, Mars, and Venus met Pluto in Aquarius, a sign of technology. So hopefully it's not that, because Instagram's my main platform. Please, no. Okay, we shall see. Now the sun enters Taurus at 6:59 a.m. Pacific time. There could be big news in Israel on this day. Mars in Pisces is sextile Jupiter in Taurus in the morning. Now this can be really great. Like you achieve something, energy, you achieve something that has a financial component with it. The gibbous moon at 15 Virgo starts at 2:34 p.m. Pacific time. Gibbous moon is pregnant with possibilities. Yes, this is really lovely potential energy to manifest something. Mars and Pisces will be sextile Uranus in the evening. Now, I would caution you, you may get really excited. Do not get drunk and, you know, go home with a stranger would be my advice with this, because you could, Mars and Pisces, need to go to the doctor in a few weeks. Just my suggestion. But like worst case scenario, there could be some kind of big event where there's an earthquake and tsunami, or there could be some kind of landslide kind of energy with this. On Saturday, the word of the day is Royale. This is the day of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Somebody's going to make big news, or people are, there's going to be big news Thursday, Friday, Saturday about of the nature of Jupiter-Uranus. I mean, we're having it of the nature of all of this stuff. And it could be financial. There could be, there could also be like a bank collapse. I didn't say that. Some kind of big financial news could be the big story. But maybe something will happen on Las Vegas, or there'll be a Hollywood TV star or a reality TV star. Somebody makes big news. Could be Jeff Bezos, some kind of billionaire makes big news, or a religious leader. Yeah, religious leaders, judges, all these things. The Libra moon begins at 8:08 p.m. Pacific time. Libra is an air sign, a cardinal initiating air. It likes to connect, rules relationships. Its tagline is, I partner. How can you be more balanced in your relationship but not people-pleasing? So that's it for this week's episode. Feel free to email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com with any astrology action stories, or let me know how the themes are playing out for you, or how you see the titles of the episodes show up in the news. They're always showing up in the news. So let me know if you see something. Take care. Sorry this episode is so long, but there was so much to talk about, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.